We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Birchas HaShachar, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Tzadik Ches. I hope in this Shir we will complete this halacha, which is one of the major, major halachas of Likutei Halachos. 70 pages, Baruch Hashem, of incredible insights and information. This last piece is entitled Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, where Rav Nosson Zal is going to discuss what we call duchening, when the Kohanim go up to bless the Jews in Shachris, in Musaf, which in Chutz Loretz, only to outside of Eretz Yisrael, takes place only on holidays. Those that are privileged to be living in Eretz Yisrael follow the minhag of the Beis Yosef, who is called the Morad Arad Yisrael, the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, and we have duchening every day. But that does not make it any less significant, as we'll see here, and Rav Nosson Zal discusses this mitzvah in maybe 20 different places in Likutei Halachos, Baruch Hashem. So let's see how it relates to what we've been learning so far here. Paragraph Tzadik Ches, V'zeh Bechinas Birchas Koyanim. And everything we've been learning till now is tied into the bracha, the blessing that the Kohanim give in shul after, at the end of the Chazoras Hashatz of Shachris. Kikvar Mavura, because we learned already much earlier in this halacha, shekol seder kriyashma ubirchoiseho utfilo hakoil hu bechinas emunas harotzin. Rav Nosson Zal had explained and showed us earlier that Kriya Shema and the blessings that surround it and the Shmon Esrei are all major, major declarations of Emunas HaRotzon, where we're showing that we believe that everything in existence exists only out of the Rotzon of Hashem. Hashem's will is what created everything, what maintains everything. Anything and everything that happens is only because it's willed by Hashem. That's number one. And number two, Ratzon also means that Hashem has only goodwill towards us, towards Klal Yisrael. So Rav Nosson Zal says, we learned earlier that that's what Kriya Shema and its brachos and the Shmon Esrei are all about. She'oz oiskim bekamo tikunim anal, because throughout those paragraphs we're involved in many of the tikkunim that we discussed earlier, based on the Likutei Moran, lahamshich oleinu he'oras haratzon, and we're trying to draw upon ourselves this light of ratzon, which we said has several meanings. Alkein, based on all of that, you'll understand why bigmar hatfila, at the end of Shmon Esrei, the word tefila here refers to Shmon Esrei, the Amidah, as the Sfarim call it. At the end of Shmon Esrei, after the person has said their silent Shmon Esrei, and after the Chazan has repeated almost the entire Shmon Esrei, Oilem HaKoyhanim Levorech Esamo Yisrael Bi'ahava, the Kohanim go up to the front of the shul to bless the entire congregation with love, with Ahava. That's the brocha, Boicher Bami Yisrael, to Levorech Esamo Yisrael Bi'ahava. And we've mentioned earlier that the term Ahava is synonymous with Rotzon in this context. We have it in Kiddush Friday night and in the Shmon Esreis that we say on Shabbos, Bi Ahava Uva Rotzon Hin Chilonu. Ahava means love and Rotzon means a deep feeling of goodwill. Kimavur, again, even in Chutz Loretz, the Sfardim are privileged to have Birchas Kohanim daily. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 4 in the second half of Likutei Moran that we discussed a lot earlier in this halacha, shalidei hatzdoka, shalidei ze zoichen l'rotzoim, that through charity, through which we are zoichet to rotzoim, because we said tzedakah is a major display of rotzoim, goodwill. Tzedakah is called nedivu slave. That's the wording in the Chumash. Kol nediv lev yevieho es trumas Hashem. So tzedakah is a major expression of ratzon, of goodwill, and tzedakah draws Hashem's goodwill upon us, obviously. Ayidei zeh ein tzrichin lasois shum esek v'uvda klal b'shvil ha'parnosa. Listen to these words. Rav Nosson Zal had discussed earlier, based on the Kutim Ram, that through the proper kind of tzedakah, through which we are zeichet to ratzon, then a person will not have to do anything at all. They will not have to take any action at all whatsoever for their parnasa. Kineskayim, because there will be fulfilled for that person the pasuk which says, Va'amdu zorim v'ra'ut zoinchem. Others will rise up and they will take care of your sheep. They will pasture your sheep. They'll do your work for you. Va'atem koyhane Hashem tikoreyu. And you will all be declared Hashem's priests. Meaning you'll be exempt from the work from work. You'll be able to dedicate full time for priestly deeds, for Torah, for tefillah and mitzvahs. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the wording in the pasuk there. Koyhane Hashem daika, Rabbi Nazal says over there in Likud Imran. Look what the pasuk says, that we will all be considered koyhanim, bechinas chesed. We know that kohen is associated with chesed. According to Kabbalah, kohen is chesed, Levi is gevura, Yisroel is tiferes, the combination of the two. Nimtza. So we see, based on what Rabbi Nazal wrote there, she'ikr hatachlis lizgois lebechinas kohen. That the real goal of a Jew, that real success is when a Jew can be zecha, a Jew who's not a Kohen, can get to this level of Kohen, meaning that he can dedicate himself full time for priestly deeds, like the Kohanim and the Beis Hamikdash. Al Kain, Rav Nosson Zal says now, therefore, Bigmar Hatfilah, at the end, towards the end of davening, and especially towards the end of Shmon Esrei, shizochinu lahamshich hisgalus harotzoin, when we've already been zoichet to draw upon ourselves this revelation of rotzoin, alkein oz hakoyanim oilim levorich birchas koyanim. That's why that's the point in time when the kohanim go up on the platform to bless us with the blessing of the kohanim, meaning. Look how Rav Nosson Zal explains it. Lahamshich kedushas kohen al kol Yisrael. When the Kohanim are blessing us, they are sharing with us their blessing. Just like they are Kohanim, just like they're devoted full-time for Hashem, they're on a higher spiritual level than standard Jews, so too they're blessing us that we should be zeichet to be like them. Sheyizku kol Yisrael lebechinas va'atem koyhane Hashem tikoreyu. That the entire community, the entire congregation, should be zeichet to be kohanim, just like shehu bechinas chesed, which means we should be zeichet to draw on Hashem's kindness, not mishpat. Mishpat is you work, you earn money. You don't work, you don't get anything. Chesed means that Hashem is giving. Hashem is giving generously. So that we would not have to do any, we would not have to spend any time or work or effort in trying to earn money, but rather rakol hamomoin v'ho ashirus v'ha parnosa yianimshach lohem bechazdoi. But rather all the money that the Jewish people need and wealth and parnosa would all be sent to us by Hashem through Hashem's kindness. Shezeo b'chinas koyin kanal. That's the concept of koyin. That's who the koyhanim were. And that's what the concept of koyin chesed is all about. Vesehu. And this is why the Gemara says, in defining each word of the birchas koyanim, yivorechecha, the koyhanim say, may Hashem bless you. With what? Yivorecha Hashem, the Gemara says, b'momayin. With money, the Medrash says, Medrash Rabbah, chapter 11. Meaning, shekol hamomoin yagia lehem al yedei birchas Hashem levad. That we should receive all of our money as a blessing of Hashem. Bli shum uvda ve'iske masu matnu malacha kanam. Without having to go to work, without having to sell or work or crush or grind, whatever it is, b'li shum uvda ve'iske masu matnu malacha kanal, without any type of work whatsoever, bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Mishlei chapter 10, birkas Hashem hi ta'ashir, the blessing of Hashem gives a person wealth, v'lo yosiv otsev etzev ima, and it has no depression or struggle with it, associated with it. When shelo yitzarech l'shum yegiya shel esek o malacha, so that the person will not have to do any type of work or struggle, shenimshach mebechinas beitzavo in toichalena, which is a result of the curse that Hashem issued at the time of the Eitz Hadas, when Hashem said beitzavo in toichalena, you will eat through struggle, through depression, through difficulty, with sweat you will earn your livelihood. So what the Kohanim are blessing us, when the Kohanim say Yivarechecho Hashem, and the Gemara says it means Momin, it means that your parnosa should be in the form of a blessing, not a curse. Meaning, Rakol Hoashirus Vahaparnosa Yenimshach Alidei Birkas Hashem. All of the wealth and parnosa will come to us via a blessing from Hashem. Vezehu, and this is the next word in the Birchas Kohanim, Veyishmerecha. And the Gemara says, and Hashem will guard you, protect you, from what? Min hamazikin, from all the negative forces. Rav Nosson Zal says, Shehem bechinas hachayois rois hamavuorim shom batoyranal. This represents those wild animals that Rabbeinu Zal mentions over there in the chapter on the Likutei Moharan. Those people who study science and philosophy and deny Hashem. They deny Hashgacha Prati. Shehem mazikei alma. They are destructive forces. Shehem roitzim livgoim barotzim. They're trying to damage the Ratzon, our faith in the fact that everything is only Ratzon Hashem. V'al kein, and therefore, al yodam, through their efforts, through the efforts of these secularists, these philosophers, these scientists, mimshach beyoiser veyoiser yegiois v'tirdas hamalochos v'asokim, they impose upon the Jews more struggle, more effort in earning a livelihood. That's their platform. You need 4 years of college and 4 years of medical school and 4 years of turkey school, and then you have to start from the bottom and you have to work and you have to be ready to put in no 8 hours, 12 hours, 15 hours in the beginning to build up a this and build up a that. This is what they're promoting. This other side, these chayos rois, are promoting, are trying to teach Klal Yisrael that that's the way to live in this world. More and more yegiyos and tirdas hamalochos v'asokim bechinas beitzavoin teichalena, to fulfill that curse that the parnosa comes beitzavoin with struggle and depression, shenimshach alidei chet Adam Rishon, which was initiated as a result of the sin of Adam Rishon, shepogam beemunas harotzoin, who messed up in the area of emuna, faith in rotzoin of Hashem. V'alkein, and therefore, ze darkom kesel lomoi shel hachayis roisanal shel chachmi ateva. This is the foolish path and the foolish ideology of those chayis rois. Who are the chayis rois? The shel chachmi ateva. Those people who believe in nature. They don't believe in hashgacha prati. They don't believe in Hashem. They believe if you want to make it in this world, you have to do it yourself. You have to work, you have to be ready to put in hard work, etc. None of this religious stuff. The religious stuff, when you retire, when you're 65, then you can start looking into religion. You want to make it in this world, you want to raise a family, you want to become anybody in this world, you better be ready to start from age 5 to 65, to work hard, to work and study and advance, etc. Shetsoyakim ma'oid, laharbois ba'asokim u'malochois. They're always screaming and promoting work and business and everything. Ulevatel chas v'shalom ha'toyro v'avoida. And they're trying to do away with or minimize the study of Torah or avoida sashem, tefillah, mitzvahs. Kihem behepech me emunah sarotzlein, because they're the opposite of this emunah sarotzlein. V'alkein daitom horo behepech, and therefore their opinion, their ideology, is the opposite of emunah sarotzlein, the opposite of the kohanim. Laharbo is daika b'malochos v'asokim, to work hard and work a lot, two jobs, three jobs. And the Torah says in many cases, it ends up with nothing. The person ends up with nothing, putting in a lot of hard work, and doesn't necessarily succeed. Alkein, therefore, mevorchem oisanu ha-kohanim. The Kohanim bless us. Yivorechecho Hashem b'momoin. That your money should be in the form of a blessing of Hashem. Shehamomoin v'ashirus yagia yidei birkas Hashem levad. That the money, your parnosa, should come to you as a blessing of Hashem only. Beli esikum alocha. Without you having to take time off from Torah and Tefillah and mitzvah semaisim toivim. V'yishmarecho, and may Hashem protect you from the opposition. Shehem hachayis rois chachmi atebekanal, which are all of these other people who are screaming, you know, the opposite ideology, that you rely on Hashem, you're relying on miracles, you're going to be a nothing, a nobody, you're never going to be able to support your family or to do anything, etc. V'zehu, now we continue explaining the Birchas Koyanim. V'zehu, Yo'er Hashem Pono Ve'lecho. May Hashem shine the light of His face upon you. Zehu Bechinas Kiddushas Yom Tov. This corresponds to what Rabbi Nizal spoke about over there in Likutei Moran, about the holiness of the holidays. That on the holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, that's when the light of Hashem is shining brightly. The Torah says, Sholosh Pomim Bashona, three times a year, everyone should come to the Beis HaMikdash. Yeroe Kol Zechurcho Es Pnei Hashem Alekecho. All the men should come to see Hashem's face. Sha'al Yodom Nizgale Horotzoim Kema Shekosu Sham Batoranal. And it's through these holidays that we really see the Rotzoim of Hashem. Because each one of those holidays is commemorating miracles, major miracles that took place. And when you dwell on miracle, when you think about the miracles, that's when you realize that everything is Ratzon, not Teva. That Hashem is capable of going above Teva. Shal Yodom Nizgala Ratzon, Kama Shikoso Shambaternal, as Rabbi Nizal writes over there in the Kutim Ram. Ki Bechol Hayomim Toivim, because on each one of those holidays, Shehem Hasholosh Regolim, which are the three major ones, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Tzrichim Lalo Isla Beis HaMikdosh, we need to go up to the Beis HaMikdosh, Lahamshich Mishom Heora Sarotzain, to draw this light of Rotzain from the Beis HaMikdosh. Now why? Why did we have to go to the Beis HaMikdosh specifically? Because what was the Beis HaMikdosh? The Beis HaMikdosh was wall-to-wall miracles. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that in the Beis HaMikdosh, a Jew was able to witness 10 different miracles taking place all the time. So we see that the Beis HaMikdosh is the place of Heora Sarotzoin, where a person sees that it's not Teva, it's not nature, there's unnatural, there's supernatural. And again, the holidays are days when we remind ourselves that each one of these holidays, we're celebrating the fact that Hashem behaved in an unnatural way with us, to rescue us from our enemies, to give us the Torah, everything. Ukemavur mizeh b'mokom achar, as is explained in another place in our teachings. V'alkein, Iker Kedushas Yom Tov Toloi B'Tzadikim. And it's for this reason that the main holiness of the holidays is dependent on the Tzadikim. The Gemara speaks about this, and Rabbi Nizal speaks about this in a few places in the Kutim Ram, that Shabbos, we don't need any Tzadik to tell us when Shabbos is. Shabbos is Kviyah V'Kayma. It's fixed from the time of creation. Whereas the holidays, who defines, who decides when the holiday is? The rabbis. When they get together and when they declare when Rosh Chodesh is, based on Rosh Chodesh, that's when we know 15 days later is this, 6 days later is that, etc. This is why the Pasuk says, Eile Moade Hashem, these are Hashem's holidays, Asher Tikru Oysam B'moyadim, which you will declare at their appointed times. The Gemara says that the word Oysam is the same letters as the word Atem. You, the Jewish people, you, the rabbis, you, the tzaddikim, will declare when the holidays are. And this is why the halacha says, Chayiv Odom Lahakbil Pnei Rabbi Beregel, there's a special mitzvah to visit your rabbi on the holiday, to receive the face of your rabbi, because the Amim Toivim, the main holiness of the Amim Toivim, the main Hizgalus HaRotzayim, is dependent on the tzaddikim. Ki Iker Koil HaKriya Shel Yontif, because the main proclamation and announcement that the holidays proclaim, where they proclaim to the Jewish people that everything is Rotzayin Hashem, Yefsher Lishmoya Kiim Al Yedei HaChachomim HaTzadikim Amitim. A Jew cannot hear that, he will not hear that proclamation unless he's attached to the true Chachomim and Tzadikim. Shemekashrim Kol HaRetzaynois L'Shoyrish HaRotzayin, who are the ones who are capable of taking all the different desires and wills of the Jewish people and plug them into the source of Ratzon, which is Raiva Deraivin, Sheshom Nestalik Moshe, which is where Moshe Rabbeinu went up to when he passed away. Kimavur Shom Baternal, as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this and explains this very well over there in Likutei Moran. V'zeu b'chinas yo'er Hashem ponov eilecha. And this is why the Kohanim say, may Hashem shine the light of His face upon you. B'chinas he'oras p'nei Hashem. This refers to the light of Hashem's face, shenimshach b'yantif, which we receive that especially on the holidays. B'chinas sholosh pomim b'shono ye'roa kol z'churchas p'nei Hashem alekecha. As the Pasuk says, three times a year, all of your males will come to see Hashem's face. She'ikroi nimshach al yedei tzadikei emes. And the main way that we're able to draw that upon ourselves is through the true tzadikim. She'al yodom meir pnei Hashem. Through them, through the true tzadikim, shines the face of Hashem. Ki tzadikayo Inun anpei shchinta, kemoi shekosu bezoyer kodesh kama pamim, because the tzaddikim are the face of the Shechina, as the Zoyer Kodesh says in many places. The Vilna Goyen even writes in one of his sforim that today that we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, if one wants to see and experience the Beis Hamikdash, where does he do it? By the tzaddikim. The tzaddikim today, they are the Beis HaMikdash today, exactly like Rav Nosson Zal showing us here. V'zehu vichuneko. And that's why the next word that the Kohanim say is, may Hashem bless you with chen, charm, favor. Yiten lecha chen, may He give you chen. Shezeh b'chinas shemekashrim retzoinois shel kol Yisrael lebechinas Moshe Rabbeinu. In this word, the Kohanim are helping us attach all the individual ritzonos of every single Jew to Moshe Rabbeinu, shenestalek beratzon sheberatzonos, who passed away on Shabbos at Mincha, which is called Ratzon sheberatzon. Ki kol hachein digdusha shel Yisrael nimshach mi Moshe, because all of the charm and favor of the Jewish people, that the Jewish people possess, all of it comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. She'olav Nemar, about whom the Torah says clearly, in Parshas Kisisa, ki motzoso chein be'enai. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you have found favor in my eyes. Vayidei mitzias chein himshich yud gimel midos shorachmim. And when Moshe Rabbeinu heard that, Hashem said, you have found favor in my eyes, that's when he said to Hashem, then reveal yourself to me. And Hashem revealed to him the 13 attributes of kindness. Kama Shekosu, as the Pasuk says there, V'ato, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, and now, imno motzosi chein b'enecha, please, if you're telling me that I've found favor in your eyes, then show me your face. Hoydieni no esterachecha, show me your ways. V'oz hoydioi al yidei yugim v'sharachmim. And then Hashem enlightened Moshe Rabbeinu through the 13 attributes of kindness, shehem bechinas tleiser tikune dikna, which are the 13 tikunim of the beard, bechinas kedushas hazekenim dikdusha, which represents the holy elders that we spoke about earlier throughout this halacha, and that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likutim Ram. Because again, the word zokein in Hebrew means beard. The word zokein also means elders. Those elders, the holy elders, are the ones who see to it that every day of their life they're eating das and Torah and mitzvahs. Shehu bechinas hisgalus harotzoin b'shabes mincha. This concept of Hashem revealing to Moshe Rabbeinu the 13 attributes of kindness, that's the concept of this great revelation of favor that Hashem shows on Shabbos at Mincha time, shenimshach misham, which comes from these 13 attributes of kindness, from the 13 tikkunim of the beard, which shine especially Shabbos at Mincha time. Kemuvon bekavonas, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. And this is why the Kohanim bless us and they say, may Hashem give you chen. And then the final blessing that they give us is, Yiso Hashem ponav eilecha, may Hashem show you good favor. V'yosein lecho shalim, and place peace upon you. Rav Nosson Zal says, ze b'chinas tzedakah. This is related to the mitzvah tzedakah, u'kemavur le'el mizeh, as we explained earlier, based on the pasuk in Tehillim chapter 17, v'ani b'tzedek echezeh ponecha. The pasuk says, with tzedakah, I get to see the face of Hashem. So if the Kohanim are blessing us, may Hashem put his face upon you, it means this is the blessing of tzedakah. Bechinas, mar betzedakah, mar beshalom. And that's also why the Kohanim continue, v'yosim l'chasholim, because the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, the more tzedakah you give, the more you increase tzedakah, you increase peace. Ki ikar hatikun, al yidei ribui tzedakah kanal. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explained over there in Likut Imran, and Rav Nosson Zal said, the main tikkun that's Rabbeinu Zal speaking about over there in that chapter in Likut Imran is accomplished through the mitzvah of tzedakah. Shal yidei zeh, al yidei ribui tzedakah, through a lot of tzedakah. Shal yidei zeh zoichin lehoras harotzoim. Through this we're zoiche to draw upon ourselves this goodwill of Hashem. Shehu bechinas nesius ponim, which is what that Yiso Hashem ponov means. It means to show us favoritism, to show us extra love. Bechinas zokein nesui ponim, kama shekosu shom. As Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran, that these two terms go together. There's a pasuk that mentions zokein unesui ponim. Both of them represent this super high level of chesed. This is what helps eliminate the power of the other side, those wild animals. And this is also the concept of peace. Why? Because so long as that other side is being heard, so long as they're the ones who are proclaiming and announcing and broadcasting their ideology, their platform, work, 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 etc. Yesh roiges v'kas u'machloikes. That promotes anger and strife in the Jewish people and in the world. Hepech harotzoin v'asholim, which is the opposite of goodwill and peace. Here again, we know there are countries in the world. Communist Russia, when it was communist, I know my rabbi, Reb Michal Zichron Levracha, told us, it was forbidden to give charity. There was no such thing as charity. Charity was anti-Soviet. What do you mean charity? Work. Work, work, work. You know, that's the motto of life. You work, you have. You don't work, you get nothing. education and work. That was their motto, that was their platform. And there are other countries, France, other countries, that are still anti-charity. They put all kinds of stumbling blocks in the way because, again, they don't believe in Rutzain. They don't believe in goodwill for helping somebody. Work, it's mine. I work for it, I get it. I have no reason to give it to you. Kihem mazike alma, because they are destructive, the destroyers of the world. Again, we're not saying that we should eliminate work from the vocabulary or the world. Everything has a place, everything has a time, everything has a purpose. But to say that that's it, that's the only way, to say that everybody has to go to work, there's no such thing as people, rabbis or this, that, who should be supported by the community or anything like that. And everybody has to go to the army. There's no such thing as anybody who's exempt. That doesn't promote peace. That's not going to bring peace to the world. That's what continues to promote the strife and machleish. Sure, to have an army, you need billions of dollars on defense. And then we're playing ping pong. We make this and they make that, and we keep this defense industry booming, billions, trillions of dollars being wasted all over the world because it is nonsense. Because of promoting, we have to have the army. You know, it's so important for everybody to go to the army, etc. Aval kishe Yisroel am kodesh mizgabrim be'emunas harotzoin. Whereas when the Jewish people get stronger and stronger in their faith in Rotzoin, ad shemizbatel koicham, to the point where we succeed in eliminating the power of the other side, oz yoshuvu hemo eleinu, then they will come and join us. The other side will come and join us. V'yiskayim, and we'll see the fulfillment of the pasuk in Yeshaya, chapter 11, v'gor ze'evim keves, v'nomer mgdi, the wolf and the sheep will live together, the leopard and the goat, ki yizbatlu ha'hezekois v'haroiges, because all of the destroyers and all the anger and hate will be eliminated, v'yisrabe ha'sholim, and peace will increase. Shehu b'chinas rotzoin, which is synonymous with rotzoin. Shehakol merutzim ze im ze bi'ava l'sholim, where everyone feels good towards everyone else with love and peace. It's not that if you're not doing what I'm doing, then you're no good. If my son has to go to the army, your son has to go to the army. Or if my son is sitting and learning, your son has to be sitting and learning. Both are wrong. Both are wrong. It could apply to one and not to the other. The Torah tells us not everybody could be this. You need everything. And then for a person to think that everybody has to be like me, and if they're not like me, they're wrong or they're less than me, that's where the machloikas, the roiges, all of this comes in. Shehakol merutzim zem ze bi'ava v'sholoim migoytel emun asarotzoin shehakol misnahed barotzim haboyer yisbor levad. Because then everybody comes to this awareness that everything going on in the world is based on the rotzoin of Hashem only. Gam, in addition, oz yiskayim, then we'll see the fulfillment of the pasuk that says, v'omdu zorim v'ra'ut zoinchem. Strangers, others, will rise up and they'll take care of your needs. They will pasture your sheep. Shezeu b'chinas riboy hasholim. This again tells us the level of world peace that there'll be at that time. Shekol hazorim u'bnei necher yakiru gedulas haboyeris borach. All the other nations, all the strangers, will realize the greatness of Hashem u'gedulas Yisrael and the significance, the importance of the Jewish people, asher bochar bonu mikol ho'amim, that Hashem has chosen us from among all the other nations. V'atem tiuli mamleches koinim, says about the Jewish people, you will be to me a kingdom of priests. V'yasku kulam b'malachtenu, and all the other nations will be involved in working for us. Ki yovinu, because they will all understand then, sheze kol tachlisam, that's their mission, that's their purpose. V'alkein, and that's why we conclude the Birchas Koyanim with the word Birchas Koyanim, v'yoseim lecho sholoim. Ki ze ikar hatachlis, because that's the ultimate goal, b'chinas rotzoin v'ahavo v'sholoim. All three of those words in this context mean the same thing. Goodwill, love, peace. It's all one, one package. And this is why when the Kohanim start, what do they say? Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvosav v'tzivonu levorech es amo Yisrael. Hashem has commanded us to bless the Jewish people. Be ahava, with love. They add that nuclear word. Ki zeh ho'ikar, because that's the ultimate. Bechinas ahava v'sholoim, love and peace. Shehu bechinas he'oras harotzaim. That's another word for he'oras harotzaim. Paragraph Tzadik Tes. I apologize that we have a cold today, so it makes it a little bit more difficult to listen, but keep in mind it also makes it a little more difficult to talk. V'alkein ha-koyhanim oylem levorech etzel birchas moedim. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll understand also the exact point in the Shmon Esrei, in the Amidah, when the Kohanim go up to the Duchen to prepare to bless the Jews. When? When the Chazan says, Moedim. Kishom bebirkas Moedim megalim heoras harotzoin beyoser. Because in the entire Shmon Esrei, the place where we really broadcast this message of Emunas Harotzoin is in the blessing of Moedim. Shehu Bechinas Kedushas Yontif, which resembles like the holiness of the holidays that we mentioned earlier, Bechinas Mikro Kodesh, which proclaim the Rotzoin of Hashem. How? Al Yedei Ribui Hanisim She'osa Ozimonu Kanal. Rabbeinu Zal writes there in the Kutimran, why are the holidays an example of Hizgalus HaRotzoin? Because the holidays are all about remembering the miracles that Hashem did, which are the opposite of Teva. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, that's what Moedim is all about also. Kishom bebrocha zu onu Moedim al kol hanisim vanefloiz shos Hashem yisborach imonu. It's in that blessing that we acknowledge and we thank Hashem for all the miracles and wonders that He's done for us. Bechol dor v'dor, throughout every single generation. Vasher hu yisporach oise ato imonu bechol yoim. And the miracles that He's doing for us now, each and every single day. Kamei shekosav shom, as it says over there in Moedim, Mogein yishenu, Hashem is our protector, our salvation. Ledor v'dor noida lecho, from generation to generation, we will acknowledge, we will express our appreciation. V'alnisecho shebechol yoyim imonu, for the miracles that You perform for us every single day. V'alnifloisecho v'toyisecho shebechol eis, and the wonders and the goodness that You do for us all the time. Erev v'voikev etzoroyim, in the evening, in the morning, and afternoon. Kal yedei emunas harotzoin, Mevinim shashem yisporach oisa imonu nisim v'neflois b'chol yoyim v'chol eis. Because when a Jew is zeichet to believe that everything is rotzoin Hashem, everything is the will of Hashem, through that the person gets to realize and understand how Hashem is actually performing miracles and wonders for us every single day. Ki harbe harbe onuroyim beinenu b'chol yoyim. Because a lot of this we see with our eyes every single day. Me'achar shonu maminim she'ein shum teva. Once a person believes that it's not nature that's controlling the world, and it's not only the natural sciences, etc., but that there's a Hashem, rakol hanogas ha'teva ha'koil bashkuchos yisborach levad, but rather all of the teva is being supervised directly by Hashem, Vazai royim niflois chadoshes bechol yoyim. Then that person sees new wonders and new miracles every single day. You get a person who walks into a hospital, $1 billion, every hospital today is $1 billion, and he sees all of this technology. He sees wall-to-wall teva. He sees people working and working, and doctors who studied and are working, and he sees machinery. All of this, it's pure wall-to-wall teva. and he brings his wife in there, and she has a baby. And he sees and he starts thinking, how did this happen? How did this happen? Did the machines make the baby? How did this thing happen? This originated from a microscopic droplet, from a droplet. And this thing results in an organism, a baby, that's trillions of times more advanced than all the computers in that hospital and in all the hospitals in the whole world put together. They can't come close in a billion years to the complexity of the human eye, of one organ in the human body. So a person who's zoiche to be aware, to believe in emunas haratzon, that person, even when they see teva, when they walk into the ultimate teva, they walk into a hospital, they walk into a university, they see that it's all Hashem, that every single thing in that hospital, every move, with all the technology, with all the computers, in 1 second, the computer goes down at the wrong time, and people don't know where to scramble for help. I remember yesterday, 2 days ago, my wife sent my daughter down to the Makolet, downstairs, to buy something. So she picks out the item, and she puts it in the bag, and already she's got the money, she's got everything, ready to roll. Comes to the counter, sorry, we can't sell it to you. Why? The power's out, the scale isn't working. You're nuts. I have the money, you have the berekas, what are you dreaming of? No, this little tiny thing, the scale which is dependent on electricity, which is dependent on Hashem, that's not there. You could have everything, and nothing can happen. Zero, complete zero. Umilvadze, and besides that, anu maminim shashem yisporach oisim anu nisim v'nefloiz b'chol yom v'choleis. We believe that Hashem is performing miracles and wonders every single day, all the time, with us. She'ein anu yoyde mehem, which we know nothing about. Bilti hu yisporach levadei. The only one who knows about them is Hashem. Person walks, he comes to a place, he walks out of a place, and a second later a bomb goes off, there are all kinds of things, and sometimes the person finds out and sometimes they don't even find out. They have no idea how Hashem timed it perfectly to hold the person up or to get the person out of there 1 second earlier, because 1 second of difference would have been the end of that person, chas v'shalom. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 136, Lo'oisei niflois gedoilois levadoi. Hashem performs incredible wonders alone. The word levadoi there, the Gemara says, as the Gemara says in Nida, page 31, Ein balnes makir benisoi. That very, very often, a Jew who has a miracle done for him has no idea about it. He doesn't know about it at all. Only Hashem knows. Hashem knows the miracle, the things that had to be changed and orchestrated for this person, for XYZ to happen to this person at a particular time. V'alkein, and therefore, samuch tekef lebrocha zois, right when the chazan is saying moedim, shemegale beyoyser emunas haratzain, which is one of the most powerful places in the tefillah where we display this emunas haratzain, that's when the Kohen is supposed to get up and start moving towards the platform to give the blessing to the Kehila. Sheyaskim Hashem Yisporach Imanu, that Hashem should agree with us, lahamshich oleinu milamala b'cholei soras harotzon, us being the Kohanim here, to be able to draw upon ourselves from above all the time this he'oras harotzon, through which we'll be zeicha to be able to receive all kinds of goodness and wealth, me'itoy levad, directly from Hashem, only from Hashem, not through any intermediaries, not through anything else. Umesaimin, and we conclude, the Kohanim conclude, bashaloim, shezeh ho'ikar kanal, that's the most important thing. V'alkein oimrim tekev sim shalom, and that's why right after the Birchas Kohanim, the Chazan continues with sim shalom. U'mesayimim, and we conclude with the words, ha'mevorech es amo Yisrael b'shalom, Hashem who blesses his Jewish nation with peace. Ki gmar ha'tikun hu shalom, because the grand finale, the cherry on top, is peace. V'yalkein, and this is why the Gemara says at the end of Uktzin, Lo yimotza kadosh baruch hu kli machzik bracha liyisrael ela hashalem. Hashem has not found any vessel that's capable of containing blessing for us, for the Jewish people, other than peace. Paragraph Kuf. Paragraph Kuf. V'yalkein ein mevorchin elo benesias kapayim. Rav Nosson Zal says, now we'll understand another very important point about this, that when the Kohanim give us this blessing, they have to have their hands raised, upward, heavenward. Kinesias kapayim moire al goidel oitzim horotzoin vaheishtoikikus b'chol leiv l'ashem yisbora. Because when a person lifts up their hands, that shows a super level of yearning and reaching out to Hashem with your whole heart. Bibichinas, as the Pasuk says in Eicha chapter 3, Nisa levaveinu el kapayim, we lift up our hearts into our hands, el keil bashamayim, and we reach out to Hashem up in heaven. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Chumash Dvarim, chapter 32, Ki eso el shamayim yodi, I raise up my hands heavenward. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 134, Se'u yedeichem kodesh uvorcho es Hashem, lift up your hands in holiness and bless Hashem. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Ukemoy sheroyim bechush," and as we see in real life, shemi shemishtoikek ma'od l'Hashem Yisborach, that when a person gets turned on, when they're really, really on fire for Hashem, they're really yearning to Hashem. What do? Azay magbia yodov. They lift up their hands. Upoyres kapov, and they spread out their hands. Bebechinas, as David HaMelech says in Tehillim, chapter 88, Shitachti elecho kapoy. Hashem, I spread out my arms to you. I spread out my hands to you. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 143. Peirasti yodai elecho, I've spread out my hands to you. So Rav Nosson Zal is showing us super clear that this lifting up of the hands and spreading out the hands is a super expression of yearning, ratzon for Hashem, showing how much I want you. When a person has lahavdil, when people have children, a small baby, and they want the baby to come to them, they put out their hands like this and they stretch their hands. Come on, come, come. You know, showing the deep, deep longing and yearning. V'alkein, and therefore, Birchas Koyanim, the blessing of the Koyanim, Shehu Bechinas Hamshachas He'oras HaRotzoin Beha'ora Niflo, which is all about drawing this light of Rotzoin on a super, super high level, Alkein Hu Benesias Kapayim Daiko. This is why it's done together with lifting up the hands. Gam, in addition, Marames, this also hints to us, She'onu mesalkim yodenu milasoik b'shum esik umalacha, she'nasis al yedei yadayim. We know that the Gemara says yodayim askonios heim, that the hands represent work, building, construction, work. Work is with the hands. So by lifting up our hands heavenward, we're showing that we're taking our hands out of the work field, Rak lahorim yodenu al Hashem yisborach tamid, but rather we're always lifting up our hands to Hashem. Shezeu bechinas toikif harotzoin. This shows the ultimate, super powerful desire and yearning for Hashem. Kanal. With this, we conclude this major, major halacha in Likutei Halachos, Birchas Hashachar halacha hei, and we conclude the topic of Birchas Hashachar. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to go on to the topic of Chazoras Hashatz, to explain the concept of the Chazan repeating the Shmon Esrei, and from there onward and upward. Sure.